Rivalry and unsportsmanlike conduct were at the heart of a scandal between a journalist and a congressman that's left its mark on Capitol Hill. It happened in February of 1890, when a newspaper reporter discovered Kentucky Congressman William Preston Talby in a compromising position. NPR's Peter Overby investigated what came next and why some believe you can still see stairs stained red with blood inside the U.S. Capitol.
William Preston Talby's congressional career ended in 1887 with this headline: Kentucky's silver-tongued Talby caught in flagrante, or thereabouts, with brown-haired Miss Dodge. The story was written by another Kentuckian, Charles Kincaid, Washington correspondent for the Louisville Times. The facts are still debated, but Talby did not seek re-election. He did what lawmakers often do, became a lobbyist. For the next 2 years, lobbyist Talby and reporter Kincaid would run into each other at the Capitol. Each considered the other a lowlife, not a gentleman. Kentucky State historian James Clotter says Talby would be deliberately insulting.
Either pull his nose of Kincaid or pull his ear. The versions differ. In essence, you're not worth fighting. I'm just going to tweak your nose or pull your ear.
I'm standing now on the marble steps where former Congressman Talby and reporter Kincaid met for the last time. It was February 28, 1890. Donald Ritchie is a Senate historian who studied the case. He joined me here at the stairs with the stains on them. Ritchie says Talby could have easily overpowered Kincaid, the former congressman.
A very tall, sinewy man, a mountaineer.
Versus the journalist.
Under 5 feet tall, he weighed less than 100 pounds, in very poor health.
Earlier that day, Talby and Kincaid had exchanged insults as Talby entered the House chamber. Talby had thrown Kincaid around by the collar. Kincaid went home for his pistol. Around 1:30 p.m., Talby and a friend headed downstairs. Now, the stairway is in a Y shape, twin staircases from the second floor to a landing, and a single flight from the landing to the first floor. Talby and his friend took one staircase. Reporter Kincaid took the other. Don Ritchie says Kincaid caught up with them right where we're standing, just below the landing.
Can you see me now? He said. There was no electricity in here at that time, so it was just one little window up here that was casting light.
Talby began to turn toward Kincaid. His friend fled. The reporter fired. The bullet went in under the former congressman's eye.
Talby bled quite profusely on the stairs. The policeman came rushing up and said, "Who is responsible for this?" And Kincaid was still standing here and said, "I did it."
So what we have here is blood, or isn't it?
Well, what we have here is a stain in the marble, which is just about the point where the shooting took place.
Talby died 11 days later. Kincaid was charged with murder. A jury called it self-defense and acquitted him. Congressional historian Julian Zelizer at Boston University says it fueled a drive for congressional reform, not unlike today.
Concern with corruption, concern with the civility on Capitol Hill, there all of a sudden became something the public was thinking about.
Kincaid died in Cincinnati in 1906, still a reporter, apparently childless. Talby left a wife and 5 children. The family watched as the story morphed into a spicy bit of political lore.
I'm the great-granddaughter of William Preston Talby. In my family, this was a tragedy.
Virginia Hines Burton met me at a coffee shop near her home, outside Washington. She says some of the history is just wrong. For instance, that Talby's wife left him. She says they're buried side by side. Burton says the reality was bad enough.
My great-grandfather was murdered, and his murderer got away with murder. And 5 boys were left without a father. A wife was left without a husband to support her.
It's one of Capitol Hill's stranger sagas, one that involved real people, a detail that can get overlooked then and now. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read some of the original news coverage of the Talby scandal at npr.org.